Next patient is Patty Ledbetter. Patty, P-A-T-T-Y. P as in Paul, P-A-T-T-Y, Patty. Ledbetter, L-E-D-B-E-T-T-E-R, L-E-D-B-E-T-T-E-R, B as in boy. Date of birth is 7/26/53. Date of visit is 8/19/24. Please make a copy for Garden Jones, M.D. Jones, J-O-N-E-S. Jones Garden, G-O-R-D-O-N. Garden Jones, M.D. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is COPD and history of asthma. Next paragraph is from Dallas. This is a 61-year-old female who has a past history of COPD, has been on home oxygen at 2 liters nasal cannula. The patient has previously been followed by a pulmonologist and had pulmonary functions and a chest CT done. And at the most recent chest CT was on 5/23/24, which showed moderate emphysema with biapical pleural parenchymal scarring. There was also diffuse bronchial wall thickening and endobronchial mucus plugging and mild left low lobe tree in bud opacities period, suggesting bronchiolitis. There was also mild gastric wall thickening. The patient's PFT was previously read as severe obstructive airways disease in December of 23. The patient presently has some cough with clear sputum production and denies any chest pains, fevers, or chills. Chest fatigue and peripheral neuropathy. Next paragraph. Past history. The patient's past history includes history for COPD, history of cholecystectomy, and she has mild hypertension and hyperlipidemia. Next paragraph. Can you also mention the patient also has a history of snoring and possible apnea. I'm sorry, obstructive apnea. Next paragraph. Allergies none listed. Next paragraph. Family history, father died of colon cancer, mother died of liver disease. Next program. Habits of patients smoke. Few cigarettes daily. For over 20 years. Not presently. Next paragraph. I'm sorry, she drank alcohol moderately. Next paragraph. Let's see. System review. The patient has some fatigue, no weight loss, no double vision, no cataracts. She has no vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleed. And she has shortness of breath, wheezing, and coughing spells. She has no nausea, vomiting, or rectal bleeding. She has chest or jaw pain or calf muscle pain. She has leg swelling. And she has some anxiety. Denies any, she does have some joint pain, some muscle stiffness, and easy bruising. She has no headaches or memory loss, no skin rash, no itching. Next paragraph. Medalist included Crestor 40 milligrams HS. Prednisone 20 milligrams daily, nifedipine 60 milligrams daily, potassium 20 milligrams BID, Bumex 2 milligrams BID with potassium 20 milligrams. Also on ipratropium, NEPS, QADAO, PRN. With albuterol nebs. And on Trelegy Ellipta, 200 micrograms, one puff a day. And Mucinex, 1200 milligrams twice a day. Next paragraph. Physical exam, this averagely built elderly. I'm sorry, not elderly. This is averagely built mid. This is a obese middle-aged white female in acute distress. A blood pressure 130/70, pulse is 85, respiration 20, temperature 97.5, weight is 214, saturation 94. HG and non-phthalic pupils react when equal. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, ears no inflammation. Neck no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions. Scattered expiratory wheezes throughout both lung fields with prolonged expirations. Heart, the absence are irregular. S1 and S2 with no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly. The bowel sounds active. Extremities reveal 2 plus edema with varicosities and decreased peripheral pulses. There's no calf tenderness or swelling. Reflexes 1 plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin no lesions observed. Paragraph, impression number 1. COPD with emphysema and number 2 is asthma, chronic bronchitis, and number 3 is pulmonary hypertension, number 4 is anxiety, and next paragraph, plan patient. I'm sorry, number five is possible obstructive sleep apnea. Next paragraph, plan, the patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study with marker dilator studies. She will also continue with Trelegy Ellipta, 200 micrograms, one puff daily, and Albuterol Neps, Q, 6 hours, PRN. Continue with oral prednisone and taper to the lowest possible dose. And also advised to come in for a follow-up visit in approximately 4 weeks. The patient was advised to go for a polysomnographic study, but she declined. I'll make an addendum report after her follow-up visit in 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Oh, can you also mention in the final paragraph, she will continue using oxygen at night at 2 liters nasal cannula and with exertion. Thank you for the consultation. Copy for Gordon Jones, MD. Gordon, G-O-R-D-O-N, Jones, J-O-N-E-S, M-D. Thank you, this is Dr. D'Souza.